Center for Action and Contemplation presents a homily by Father Richard Rohr.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel as written to us by John. Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my very flesh for the life of the world." Now the Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can he do this? Give us his flesh to eat." Jesus said to them, "I say to you, unless you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. My flesh is true food. My blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of him, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." This is good news from the Lord. This mystery of the Eucharist is a mystery. It really can't be understood rationally, logically. I mean, I'm sure your minds were spinning as I was reading. What does that mean? In fact, we're so used to this language that maybe we don't even hear the scandal, the shock of it. Further on in John's Gospel here, it says many people stopped following him. They just could not make sense of this. You know, when we use the word mystery theologically, we're not talking about something that cannot be understood. We're talking about something that is endlessly understandable. And so you never get to the point to say, "I got it." You never get it down. It's always more and more and more. And whatever I say, even in these few minutes, will just be scratching the surface. But let me try a few things. The Christian religion believes that God became flesh, became a human being, took on material reality. We're the only religion that believes that. The incarnation is the great trump card of Christianity, that God became matter, became materiality. And so you see, what we're celebrating here is that identical mystery. And it's all focused. You got to focus this mystery somewhere, or you don't get it. It remains too vague and too universal. And so you're supposed to struggle with it. Could I dare to believe that the divine could be present in a piece of bread, in a sip of wine? You might as well face it somewhere, because that's what we believe. Now, we believe it's true in the entire material world, that this is where God dwells, that the gap between matter and spirit has been forever overcome. And we, of course, are that body too. We are the body of Christ. So already in the 4th century, St. Augustine said, "We eat who we are." You eat the body of Christ till one day it dawns on you, you are the body of Christ. And then its work has been achieved. Then the gap has been overcome. But the sacrament is not simply to worship the sacrament. The sacrament is for the sake of your transformation. So you will recognize your own dignity, your own power, that you are also the body of Christ. And you'll struggle with it there. How could I be? I'm so human, so ordinary, so sinful, so broken. I'm going to die like everything else. How could I be in any way the eternal Christ? Pope Francis has said so beautifully that we have to stop making the sacraments into prizes for the perfect. If they're prizes for the perfect, then none of us should come forward in a few minutes. Not me either. He said, no, they're food for the hungry. They're medicine for the journey. If we really understood that when you eat the bread, you are saying yes to the whole material, physical universe, to the planet, to the earth, to emotion, to bodiliness, to sexuality, to materiality, that this is what we're a part of and this is good. So you shouldn't approach it that you're unworthy. It's more rather daring. Do you really want to accept that? And when you drink the blood, you are saying yes to every drop of blood and suffering that has been shed since the beginning of time. Your participation, your surrender, your acceptance to the suffering of the world and your own suffering. This isn't something you become worthy of. Yes, you might well approach the table with trepidation. Because do I really want to say yes to this? I don't most of the time. I run from suffering as you do. And yet somehow finding God in the body, the material world, in the blood, in the suffering of the world, little by little transforms us into Christ. That's what church is all about. That's its only mission. That's our only task. And because it's too good to be true, too big to be impossible, we take it in little doses. And so you'll come today for another little dose. And hope that you'll be humble enough, ready enough, open enough, empty enough this time to believe it.
This homily by Father Richard Rohr is copyright by the Center for Action and Contemplation. Visit cac.org for other educational resources and programs.